Spark, the sparkless one. I'm Vivian Lopez and I'm here with
Ms. Johnson.
Anyway, today we are making loom bracelets.
Yes, Vivian, loom bracelets. They are very, very interesting.
What colours are you using?
I'm going for a bit of glow-in-the-dark green.
Glow-in-the-dark green, you say?
Yeah.
Very cool. I'm going to go with blue and yellow.
That's cute. Almost ravishing to
the... Ravishing?
Ravishing to the corneas of your eyes.
Wow. So your language today is just magnificent. But completely miraculous.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, what will be the subject of the evening?
The subject of the evening is something that just completely blows my mind.
Tortilla chips.
Types of chips?
Tortilla chips. Just types of chips.
Types of chips?
That is correct.
Well, tortilla chips aren't a peculiar favourite.
Are they?
Peculiar. How do you say that word?
Peculiar.
It's a little bit
particular.
Particular favourite. I guess, why are you taking all the blues? You know I'm using them.
Oh, Forge. My bad. Bloody heck.
Thank you.
It's all I need, yeah.
All I need, yeah. Yeah. So, you know what my favourite chips are? My favourite chips are either, the limon, Lay's, or I like,
Big Butts and You Cannot Lie.
That was stupid.
Sorry. Continue.
Or anything spicy, like literally anything spicy.
I'm more of a barbecue chip type girl.
Barbecue?
Also salt and vin.
Interesting.
Do you know those chips? Salt and vin?
Nope.
Viewers at home, finish the sentence.
So, I really love anything spicy. Like anything.
Spice is not in my
flavor.
Yes, my flavor.
Yeah, I really, you know, it kind of plays into it. Like, I really like Mexican food.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of food?
I like Chinese food.
You would?
Yes, I am a Chinese gal. No, I'm very, very white. But Chinese food is actually quite great. I could eat chow mein the rest of my life.
There's too many onions in chow mein.
I take them all out.
Sounded a bit Australian.
My bad. I take all of them out.
I like orange chicken from Panda.
I like the black pepper chicken. Are you okay, Ms. Lopez? Ms. Lopez, are you choking?
Ms. Lopez. What are you choking?
Story time. We were in the store with my mum. And
oh, I know where this is headed.
And she told us to put the groceries, like the grocery bags, back in the cart. after we had just paid for them. And Kenzie decided to piss her off.
And who's say, Kenzie?
I mean Miss Johnson. Miss Johnson, hold on, I need a sip of some orange juice. Miss Johnson decided.
Johnson.
Sorry. Are you done?
Are you ugly?
Are you? Or are you not? To be or not to be?
In my life situation, it's not to be.
Why would you say that?
You got cheated on.
Anyway.
I mean.
So my mom left the register for 2 seconds. And the lady was like, she was ready to pay. And we got a little bit scared. I think everyone gets scared whenever that happens. And Miss Johnson was looking for my mum. She was like,
Mom, where are you? It's pay time, Mom. Mom!
And my mom said, if you can't be her, she didn't say it like that. She said, if you can't behave, go sit on the bench. What did we do? Not go sit on the bench.
And we decided still to stay. Disbehaved. It was a very, very monumental moment.
I think it really, like, shaped us.
Yes.
What time's practice?
6:30 for me.
Oh, I still have some homework to do. I don't really want to do it, if I'm being honest.
I don't have any homework.
Do you know if there's an AC merit?
I already took all of them.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
No way, Jose.
Oh no.
Oh no, it's code.
Do you believe in that statement? A hoe never gets cold?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Do you get cold often?
Yes. Because I'm not a hoe.
Who do you think doesn't get cold?
Prostitutes.
Prostitutes?
Yes.
Like in Grand Theft Auto?
Or the ones on the side of the road.
I'm an idiot. Bust down, don't see on, bust down.
I wanna see you bust down.
Do you wanna harmonize?
Yeah.
I'm just warming up.
Okay. I must admit, the second one was probably the best one. My part.
Oh.
And your part.
No, you don't think so, do you?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Kenzie just busted her loom bracelet. Excuse me, what? So, I think it's time to conclude this podcast as it has reached 9:11.
No, we're missing something.
You're right, we're missing.
Oh.
What's a meme, Ms. Johnson? Hello?
What about the memes where something happens and then it's like...
What would you call those memes? I don't think very many people are caught up to those.
Oh, they're marvellous. The TikTok memes.
How about the memes that are like... You're not supposed to be doing something, and it's like the cat. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, you're not supposed to be in a place and the cat is like, it's like, oh, me eating baby back ribs, everyone else at the children's hospital.
I love those.
I think those are pretty cool.
I recently saw one that I thought was pretty funny.
Would you mind explaining it?
It was like a guy drinking a yellow substance. It's like me finishing my beverage and then the doctor waiting for my urine sample. I thought it was quite humorous.
I saw one and it was like, I actually forgot. It was in my head 2 seconds ago and then you started talking with your big mouth.
Okay, I don't understand why you have to come in here all annoyed. This is my
house. You know
what? I don't think that you know how to properly be mannerful.
Do you even know who I am?
A stupid little piece of poop.
You know what I think you are?
Tell me.
A platypus.
I don't look like a platypus. You look like a bowling ball.
You look like a platypus.
And you're ugly.
You ugly. You ugly.
Like a tree.
Like a tree. Make like a tree.
A leaf.
Make like a cow. And move.
Make like a
make like Francesca.
And tell please your whole
shut
life
up.
Story.
Shut up. Make like a proton and stay positive. Realize.
She believed. He lied.
Spev.
Huh?
Spev.
Excuse me?
The rest of the letters in that. Spev.
Oh. Couldn't tell ya. So, I'm finished with my loom band.
I, on the other hand, am making a more elaborate design. It's taking quite a while.
Well, your bands keep flying off.
It happened once. Yours looks like the ducks' colours.
The ducks?
Ducks.
Like at Reed Park?
No, like, what is it?
I don't remember.
A sports team?
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna have to give it a little Google.
Not familiar.
I think they play for Oregon. I was wrong. I was so very wrong.
Why? You know what I want to talk about right now?
I was right! Oh my god, they're green and yellow. What the fuck?
You know what I want to talk about right now?
What?
Some people that are in the marching band with me. Two specific people.
I just don't understand why you don't confront.
Oh, yeah. That was my bark.
Why you don't confront them about their misdoings. It's obviously bothering you.
Might I say? If nobody likes you, if nobody likes you, why are you mean to everyone? That's why nobody likes you. Like, what is the reason why you have to keep this resting B-word face all day, and when I even breathe,
when I come around, you never want to post up.
When I leave, you want to keep doing this. But here, when I come around, you want to post up. So, tell me why.
Ain't nothing but heartache.
Tell me why that...
Ain't but a mistake.
Like...
I never want to hear you say I want it that way.
Tell me why.
Tell me why.
I never wanna hear you say,
I want it that way.
Okay, anyway. So, this person, we're just gonna call them Big.
You know, because they got big, rude energy.
Oh, yeah.
That's why.
So, Big, every single day, they really just, I feel like they harass my life. Like, I breathe, and they're like, can this B-word shut up? Or if I'm on one side of you and your boyfriend, why do you flip to the other side? So you are on the opposite
side. Can they even
flip?
Is the question.
Just the buffoonery is extremely exquisite. Exquisite here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, imagine living your life every day hating someone on purpose. How much effort you need to put into that?
I don't understand why you don't confront her. About it.
Because if I do, then it's the end of the world to them.
So let them deal.
And they're S.O.
Let them deal with it. Who cares?
And I don't want to start anything, you know?
Well, if it's obviously hurting you and taking a toll on your life, then you might as well say something. Take it from me. I left a toxic friendship. It was hard. It kind of created more beef, but in the end, you just feel a lot better knowing that it's out and that they know that they're doing something wrong.
Listen, this person unfollowed me, and I had a lot of people I know unfollow her, block her, and report her.
Good. Period.
So would you mind?
Period.
Y'all are going to jail.
I'm going to jail.
Period. No tampon.
Period. No diva cup.
Bruh, no cap.
Somebody posted a picture on their Snapchat. They always like wore hats. And they posted a picture without a hat and said no cap. And I was like, that's not what it means. And they were like, oh, I thought it was.
Okay. When you take your bald cap off, no cap.
When you take off your toupee,
no cap.
When you're indoors and you're in ROTC, no cap.
When your Gatorade cap falls down the bleachers, no cap.
When you lose your whole water bottle,
no cap. Okay.
When you drop your water bottle and the cap explodes and falls off,
no cap.
When you lose your cap,
no cap. When the cap comes off. Everybody gangsta till the cap comes off.
Everybody gangsta till the pants start walking.
Anyway, I think that concludes our segment for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening to this episode of Spot for the Swag. Me and Ms. Johnson really appreciate it.
Of course. Love the ad revenue that we get in.
$2, let's get it to $5. All right. Bye.